And let's start with you, Lavina Good. Let's give you the first opportunity. You know, I read stuff on a regular basis because it gives us snippets of things that we can work on the show. Three or four articles this morning on opposition growing around the Visit Saudi sponsorship for the Women's World Cup. Where do you sit with this?
Hey, Smitty. Hey, Watto. Nice to chat with you. I'll tell you where I sit with it. I don't sit very well with that sponsorship deal, and that's the truth. I've had friends and colleagues that have worked in Saudi Arabia, and the issue there is that women's rights in general, not just gay, lesbian, trans, queer, but women's rights in general have been denied. They're not allowed to marry, they're not allowed to divorce, they're not allowed to travel, not allowed to get a job, not allowed to have surgery without permission from their male guardians. And I see FIFA are really desperate to try and get lots of numbers from women playing football out of this World Cup that's being held in the Southern Hemisphere for the first time, and they've got a target of 60 million, which they would like to hit. But in terms of bringing in this sponsorship deal from Saudi Arabia, it would actually put me off watching the tournament because I don't support it whatsoever. I said Amnesty's come out as well and put their two boots in and said that it's horrible to even consider the sponsorship. The politicians are now chipping in from both parties here in New Zealand, and I just feel as though that pressure has to really be put on FIFA. We know, guys, money talks in all sport, especially football. I mean, you just have to look at Qatar to know that it speaks in football. But in terms of the reputation of this tournament and the football firms being proud rainbow status team, it doesn't sit very pretty with me at all, and I hope it does not go ahead.